Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Division of Forestry's tree seedling sale has been underway since late fall, and right now might be an ideal time to make your order.
Well, between January and April, of course, the ideal planting time is in the spring, and so typically we advise people to try to have their orders placed and the seedlings picked up and in the ground by the end of April, if at all possible.
Bill Steele, director of the Kentucky Division of Forestry, says the seedling program has been underway now for years, offering bundles of 10, 50, or 100 seedlings from redbud to yellow poplar, white oak to dogwoods. Prices are extremely reasonable, $35 to $95 per bundle. He says plenty of folks take advantage.
Overall, last year, I can't tell you the exact number of orders that were placed, but in the total number seedlings that we sold was 1.2 million.
Tree planting yields many positive results, from aesthetics to wildlife habitat, future timber sales to just watching them grow. He says 1.2 billion trees sold is admirable, but they've been giving the program an extra boost of late.
We have, and we'd like to get that figure up closer to the 2 million figure. We've obviously would entertain any and all orders to help us reach that goal.
Check prices and ordering procedures online at forestry.ky.gov. Click Seedlings. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Sandy from San Diego.
Farmers, it's big corporations that grow corn, isn't it?
Not so. More than 90% of America's corn crop is grown on family farms. Louie from Louisville.
Family corn farms still exist?
Yes, sir. In fact, America's family farmers are the most productive in the world, growing 20% more corn than any other nation. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
State Division of Forestry Chief Bill Steele says they have two state nurseries and an abundance of seedlings ready for ordering this spring.
We do. We have one in the east and one in the west. The one in the eastern part of the state is almost brand new. Most people remember that the original nursery there in Morgan County was destroyed by a tornado about 3 years ago, and it was totally rebuilt, and we have a state-of-the-art facility there, and then we have an older facility out in Marshall County, the John P. Rohde Nursery.
You can check their offerings online at forestry.ky.gov and click on Seedlings. He feels a great service and the price is right.
We can meet just about any need, whatever the person desires, whether they're looking for something for their yard or whether they're looking for something for wildlife management or if they're wanting to plant several acres of future crop trees.
Our thanks to Bill Steele, Director of the State Division of Forestry. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.